got your Bibles, you want to turn with me just for a few moments. I got this today, so it was like late. So I got a little bit here. Romans chapter 11. And I want you to turn down, go all the way down to verse 33. Romans chapter 11, verse 33. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. I'll tell you what, my cup is just running over. It is. I feel Him. How many feels at peace in here tonight? It's just so good. It's so sweet. It's easy to praise Him. It's easy, Brother Bobby, to praise Him when you feel like this. Hallelujah. 11:33. And I can imagine when Paul penned this, what was flooding his soul, just pouring out. Oh, the depth of the riches, both of wisdom and knowledge of God. How unsearchable are His judgments and His ways past finding out. Look at verse 36. For of him, and through him, and to him are all things, to whom be glory forever, period.
Amen.
What's that next word?
Amen.
Say it again.
Amen.
Amen. You may be seated. Amen. Oh, the death. It poured out of his soul, Brother Ron, no doubt. Oh, the depth of the riches, both of wisdom and knowledge of God, and how unsearchable are his judgments and his ways past finding out. For of him, and through him, and to him are all things, to whom be glory forever. Amen.
Amen.
Yesterday I was praying, meditating, and everything, and the word amen came to me. One, two, three, four-letter word. Brother Ron, just four letter. Amen. How many's ever heard preachers preaching? Can anybody say amen?
Yeah.
Have you ever heard that?
Amen.
Hallelujah. All the way through your Bible, honest, through your Bible, the word amen is mentioned through some of the scriptures, at the end of the scriptures, all the way into Revelation.
Yes.
Amen. Hallelujah. I looked up in several different dictionaries, and I'm the type I want to, Sister Sheila, I want to dig as deep as I can. I can pitch a tent over a scripture. I'll get a shovel and I'll dig underneath the tent. Hardly anything under here. My goodness. I'll go out to the side. I'll go all around the perimeter of that tent. I'll even look up on above the tent and say, is there anything up here, Lord? Show me. How many could say tonight, Lord, would you just show me your glory?
Yes.
Show me your glory, your riches, your treasures. Hallelujah. How many's got a treasure tonight?
Yes.
You feel it down deep inside of your heart. Amen. Here we go. Y'all ready? Let's look at the Hebrew and Greek definition of the word amen that is recorded all through our Bible. When a scripture ends with the word amen, and when you hear someone say amen at the end of a prayer, it is confirming, it is established, it is verifying that what has been spoken and what has been written is true. Thank you, Lord. Amen means, amen. It means it is firm. It is faithful. It is true. It means it is certain. And you can trust in it. Praise be to the Lord. Amen means the facts have been given. They are true. It is settled. It is final. and so be it. Nothing you can add to it or take away from it. The word declares that the fact has been spoken. It is written, and it'll never, ever change. Amen. It cannot falter. It will endure forever. That's a good place to raise your hand and say, amen. Amen, Lord. I thank you for your word. I thank you for your spirit. All the promises of God in Him are yea and amen. They are perfect, and it is true. It is established. It is faithful. Ain't you glad you serve a God tonight that is faithful? Amen. Glory. What is it saying? Our salvation, if we'll continue to hold on to God and serve Him, the devil and this world, Brother Bobby, and all of our problems in life cannot remove us from God's love. I've been in floodwaters before. I've been in the fiery furnace before. But oh, I tell you what, God's been faithful to me. Hallelujah. Yes, oh, ain't you glad tonight? He's faithful and true. Praise be to the Lord. Now listen close. In the Old Testament, in the time of Moses, when God spoke to His people Israel and gave them a command. At the end of each warning and each command, God made them say amen. Right. This is in Deuteronomy, the 27th chapter. I counted, Brother Ron, in this chapter, 12 curses in a row that God listed would come upon His people if they disobeyed. It started off in Deuteronomy 27 and 15. Cursed be the man that maketh any graven or molten image, an abomination unto the Lord, the work of the hands of the craftsman, and putteth it in a secret place to be worshipped. And all the people shall answer and say, amen. Oh God, listen now. Do you know what that was doing? By them saying amen, they were having to admit that they heard the command.
Yes.
And they heard the warning. God knew by having them to declare amen, when they spoke it, it would register within their conscience inside, and it would be harder to ignore His warning. At the end of each of these 12 do's and don'ts listed in Deuteronomy 27, it reads after each one of them, all 12, and all the people shall say amen.
Yes.
By saying amen, they were declaring, yes, Lord, what you said is binding and it is true. It is final, and so be it. We agree to it. I'm telling us here tonight, I'd rather have God's blessings and not His curses. I'd rather to have the Lord's favor in my life and it to be well with my soul. Can you say amen? Hallelujah to the Lord. How many knows His word is forever? It is settled in heaven. The waters can't blow it away. The fire, the wind cannot ever erase it. I'm glad that Brother Charles, I'm a standing on His word, and it's a solid foundation. How many knows Jesus is the solid rock of our salvation? I'm telling you, governments, hey Lord, will crumble and fall, but the Lord's word is upheld in the heaven. And if you bank your life on it, and you hide it down in your heart, and you got it, and you got faith in the Lord, you can say, amen, I am blessed. I got the Lord on my side. I'm a winner either way, if I go or if I stay. Praise be to the Lord. I'm in this thing tonight because Jesus bought me and purchased me with the blood. Say amen. It is true. It is settled. It is a fact. That old devil's a liar. He's a liar. He knows he's defeated, and he'll go to the lake of fire. Ain't you glad you got a better place to go to when your eyes close in death? Hey, Lord, I'm on my way to heaven, and I can say amen. My Jesus is my Lord and my keeper. Hallelujah to the Lord. Psalm 41 and 13. Blessed be the Lord God of Israel, from everlasting to everlasting. Amen and amen. Thank you, Lord. He is worthy of our praise. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. All things were created by Him. Ain't you glad of that? That He's real. All the praise be given to you, Lord. Amen and amen. Ain't you glad that He said, I am the Lord and I change not. I'm the same yesterday, today, and forever. I am the Lord of glory. Amen and amen. Hang on, children. Thank you, Lord. Woo, get in this boat with me. Hey, Lord. Psalm 72 and 18. Blessed be the Lord God, the God of Israel, who only doeth wondrous things. Hey, Lord. And blessed be His glorious name forever. And let the whole earth be filled with His glory. Amen and amen. It is true. It is settled. Hey, Lord, can you say amen here tonight? It is true that the Lord doeth great and wondrous things. Bless His holy name. Who is it that heals you when you're sick? Who is it that visits you? Oh, the sick man. Who is it that comes in the middle of the night? Hey, Lord, in the midnight hour, when you're fighting, Lord, and you're reaching, and He says unto you, peace be still. Thank you, Lord, the amen. And you stepped in my corner. I said the amen. Jesus is the amen. He is the way, the truth, and the life. I'm telling you, He's visited me many, many times. Hey, Lord, behind four walls, when you're a battling and when you're a struggling, I'm glad the amen knows right where you are, and He'll walk right in your room. He'll light it up. Hey, God, I feel the Holy Ghost in the house. Yeah, Lord. Hallelujah.
Come on.
He's the great I am.
Yes, He is.
And He's the great amen. You can't change Him. You can't move Him. Holy Lord, you're just going to have to accept Him and say, I give you my all, God.
Yes.
Shoot. Oh, I hope you're getting something out of this. It's a feeding my soul. I'm squeezing the honey right out of the comb right now. Yay, Lord. Holy God. Matthew 6:6. But thou, when thou prayest, enter into thy closet. And when thou hast shut thy door, pray to thy Father, which is in secret. And thy Father, which seeth in secret, shall reward thee
openly.
Amen. What is a closet? Has anybody got a closet in their house? Is it plumb full like my wife's?
Amen.
Well, I got one too. But I don't know how many shirts and pants I got in there. There's a bunch of them. Jesus wasn't referring to a place where you hang your clothes. Stay with me. It goes much deeper than that.
Yes.
It means a secret place,
yes,
a prayer, to be alone with God,
yes,
and to have sweet communion between you and Him alone.
Amen.
A place you can bear all of your heart and open it all up to Him. That's the secret place. I feel Him. That closet, that secret place, it's a position. It's a sacred place where no one else is allowed. That you could be alone with Jesus. A quiet place where the world is forbidden. Where you can open up and pray and give God thanks. Where you can praise and worship Him.
Yes.
The door is shut. The shut door refers to closing out all clamor, all distractions, and the voices of this world. Holy God, it's a place, a sacred place, and a condition where you can be still and calm your mind in God's presence, to where you can easily hear His voice, His sweet voice. And even there in the closet, you can hear Him whisper to your soul, Holy God. Stick a little hand to Him. I love you, Lord. I love you. What's needed in this hour so much that we can be still before God. Find that place. Come on, children. There's strength in the presence of the Lord. There's strength in silence. There's strength in quietness when you know that God's near. He looks down deep in your heart and your soul. Holy Lord, you bear it to Him. You long for Him. You thirst for Him. You reach to Him. You open up to Him and tell Him you want Him. There's strength in that. Strength in that. Holy God. Holy God. Oh, I love you, Jesus. I love you. Holy God. Oh, Lord. Children, listen. We need this. This is what we need in this hour more than anything. We are so troubled. We are so pressured. We're filled with thoughts and voices, worries and fears and cares. We're so filled with it that it takes away our peace and the feeling of inward rest. Children, you can build confidence in the secret place. You can build confidence in that secret place. You can have and maintain blessed assurance in the secret place of prayer. While this world all around you is noisy and in turmoil, oh, to go into that inner room, to be with the one that loves you, and to be with Jesus that saved you, the one who really cares and knows you more than anybody else in this world. He is the Amen. He is the Blessed One, who is the keeper and the blesser of our soul. This is the relationship that Jesus wants, and He's calling us to. Can you say, Lord, I need strength in the inner man. I need that assurance and that confidence in the Lord, in the Holy Ghost. I'm telling you what we need to do. There's a voice that is a cry from the closet. How many's got a secret place in your house that you go to and I pray and seek the Lord and read the Bible? Have you got a place? I'm telling you, mine is in my study, back in the end of the house, in my recliner, with my Bible all around me, and books, hey Lord, and dictionaries and encyclopedias. I can't tell you how many times I've been blessed back in my study, all alone, me and the Lord. And I walk out of that room, and I walk down that long hall with the Lord, and with a song, and with a praise. It pays to get alone with God. Raise your little hand in the house. I want a closer walk with you, Lord. I want to draw near. Hey, Lord.
Oh, my Lord, my God, hallelujah. Holy, 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 holy.
Man, I need Him.
No.
I want Him.
Yes.
You ever feel Him just sitting in a chair? I've had times in my bed, I lay there, Mary's just sleeping away, and I'll just sing to the Lord, pray. I've had times that I've prayed, the tears come out right here, listen, and feel my ear canal. I've had that to happen. I'm telling you, children, they ain't no feeling in this whole wide world like that. And you get up the next morning, you feel like you're walking taller. I'm walking with more assurance. I felt God last night. I felt Him in my room. He came by my way, and He spoke to my heart. I felt His Spirit.
Come on.
I raised my hands and I said, thank you, Jesus. Amen. Your way is good. Can you love Him here tonight? Your way is good, Lord. Amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I love you, Jesus. And after this manner, we're in the same sixth chapter of Matthew. And after this manner, therefore, pray ye, our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed, holy, sacred be thy name. Honest, children, I felt the Lord right there. If we'll really brag on Him, He'll show up.
Yes.
You're holy.
Right, right, right.
You're righteous.
Come on.
You're good. Oh, my Lord, sacred. Hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. It goes beyond the physical. our spiritual bread too. And forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. In other words, forgive us our trespasses, O Lord, as we forgive those who have trespassed against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom. Finish it for me, Brother Ron. I can't hear you.
And the power.
For thine is the kingdom.
And the power.
And the power.
And the glory.
And the glory forever and what?
Amen.
It's true. It's true. The glory, the power, the kingdom. Amen. Jesus ended this prayer by saying, amen. It is true and it is so.
Yes. Praise the Lord.
How many is glad for that secret place where the world is forbidden, where you can be alone with the Lord and know that you are safe? You got him on your side.
Yes.
In Psalm 91, it don't say who wrote it. Some believe Moses wrote it. Others believe that the psalmist David wrote it. But it goes like this. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he's my refuge,
yes,
my fortress, my God. In him will I trust.
Yes.
Surely he shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. He shall cover thee with his feathers, and under his wings shalt thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. A thousand shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. Only with thine eyes shalt thou behold and see the reward of the wicked. Because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation, thou shalt no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. For he shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee in all of thy ways. They shall bear thee up in their hands, lest thou dash thy foot against a stone. Thou shalt tread upon the lion and the adder, the young lion and the dragon shalt thou trample under feet. Because he has set his love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high, because he hath known my name. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. How many wants to go into that secret place of the Most High to abide under the shadow of the Almighty? Oh, that we could pull away and break away from the cares of this life and take time to come in God's presence. You can draw strength, children, in the presence of the Lord. Hallelujah. When you pray, I believe sometimes the Lord says amen. I'm telling you, the Lord is a wanting to reveal himself to you in a greater way. There's peace that can flow like a river. Amen, Lord.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
I remember when I first got saved at Birth of the Plant. I'm telling you, I could not get enough of the Word of God. God knew. You see me holding this microphone tonight. I teach and I preach. I had an old man in there. He was probably about ready to retire. He worked those machines. I had what they call a 14-inch saw. The blade would cut through the metal as much as 14 inches through it, and I had to crop the ends off of these big rods. I pull that drawer out. Of course, I had to mark everything, you know, mark the measurements, everything, what I did, how many cuts I made, log it all down, and put my badge number on it. I pull that drawer out like this, and I'd read my Bible. That saw head break through the end of that rod, the thing would fall over, big old metal. I'd close that door, I'd go over there and get the crane, get the straps, and pick that thing up, take it over to the scrap bucket. I'd run it all the way through and measure and cut the other end off while that saw's going through the other end of it, and I pull that. I was just freshly saved. Literally saved. Pull that drawer out. I'd read my Bible. I couldn't get enough of it. I thank God that I've still got that desire. Lord have mercy. It has never left me. 52 years, sissy, that craving, that desire to find nuggets and dig treasures and riches out of the Word of God. It has never left me.
Come on.
Over a hunger. Over a desire.
Yes.
Forgot the man's name now. I knew it just a while ago. He walked up to me. He said, Tommy, you're going to be a preacher. I just got saved. I believe God sent him. I had a mark on me. Children, listen, everybody in this house, you got a mark on you. You belong to the Lord.
Amen.
You're important to Him. Right down in your heart and your soul, God seeks to pull us and draw us closer to Him. Ah, Jesus. Break time would roll around. I'd get my Bible. I'd read it. The men would go over there, quite a few. I was working midnight turn. They'd go in there in the office, they'd open up their dinner box, they'd get in there and tell jokes. I never, ever since I got saved, wouldn't go in there. I'd stay right out there in that old saw. I'd turn the power off on that thing. I'd read my Bible. I took a Redback songbook in there with me, like what we got up here. I took it in there. And while they was in there, carry on. I walked outside. Had a big old dust of on lights out there, you know, just outside of the building I was working in. I'd get there and I'd sit there against the wall. There's enough light come off of that big dust of on lights and stuff. I could look right down in my songbook. And I remember singing. I'd turn that over there. What was it? It's 57 Amazing Grace. And I'd sit there, a newborn Christian. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. I was blind, but now I see. People out there, they walk by and they looked over at me like, what is that guy doing over there? That's a fact. I had a pipe fitter come out there, and he come out of that door right there. He heard me, looked over there, looked down at my songbook. I think he shook his head. What is wrong with him? If you love Him, you'll show Him. You won't be ashamed of Him anywhere you go. Can you raise your little hand to that? I love you, Jesus. I love you. I love you. I love you, Lord. I praise you. You're everything to me, Lord. You're my life, my breath. You are my future. If Mary wants to come to the piano, Oh, God, I want more of him. I want more of him. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Go ye. Listen, right before Jesus ascended back to heaven from the Mount of Olives, these were his last words to his disciples. 28 and 19 of Matthew. Go ye and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you
always,
even unto the end of the world. Amen. Amen. So be it. I gave you the truth. My saying is faithful and true. I'll be with you even to the end of the world. Amen. It is settled. Turn on. Romans 16 and 27. To God only wise be glory through Jesus Christ forever. Amen. It is true. 2 Corinthians 1 and 20. For all the promises of God in Christ are yea and in him. Amen. Unto the glory of God by us. Jude 1 and 24. Now unto him, and I'll close with this, unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God our Savior be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. Amen. Would you stand with me? Those that's able wants to stand with me here tonight. Amen. 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 It's real. It's true. It's good. It'll never fail you. It'll never let you down. Jesus, Jesus. Let's pray, children. Let's pray. Praise God. Praise God. Oh, God. Thank you, Lord. In Revelation, Jesus calls him on his own self the Amen, the true and the Amen. I am the way, the truth, the life. Amen. Come on, let's pray. Let's pray. Draw me, Jesus. Draw me into that secret place to be with you, God, to be with you. More of you, like the song says, Lord, I want more of you. Oh, to taste. I feel you near this house. Oh, to taste of his mercy and grace, his love and sweetness. Jesus, Jesus, you're the one that I need. I want you. I love you, glory. Pray, children, just open your heart to him.
You were there for me through it all, when everyone around said,
yes, God.
I recall.
Yes, God.
You were my friend. You believed in me. Through the good times.
The good times.
And the bad.
And the bad.
At times I felt that you were all I had. In me, you wake
Tell him, children.
As they brought the net.
Reach to him. Call on him.
When you kind of walked away, turn your back to all my sins.
Yes, God.
For me, you gave your life. Lord, you chose to be my friend. Child, so full of fear.
Yes, God.
You stood by my side.
Yes, Jesus. Tell him.
Help me,
near. I love you, Lord. I love you.
You are my friend.
Thank you, Lord.
You believe in me.
Yes, you did, God. Yes.
And when my faith grew weak. And strength sink on.
Yes, God.
You took me by the hand and led me on. You are my friend. You believed in me.
Yes, Lord.
You held out
your hands as they drove the nails in you.
When you could have walked away and turned
your back to all my sins. Holy Lord. You gave
your life, Lord,
you chose to be my friend.